The post-match interview.
Luke Rayner is next to her own Jane Birch. Birchie, down to you.
Luke, that was one of the most incredible experiences. I can't even imagine putting myself in your shoes as a coach. A spectator and commentator was hard enough to ride all the ups and downs of it. It really could have gone either way. And, of course, you know, we know that you're not progressing, having gone down by that one point. But you must be so proud of this group and what they were able to do in that last quarter.
Yeah, listen, just really, it's obviously a pretty epic game. I certainly haven't been involved in one of those in my time. Been in a couple of draws, but not golden points. So I think the last 10 minutes plus the golden points are just a bit of a... I'm no different to you, really. You can only really spectate and watch and just watch the guys go at it. So full credit to both teams. I think obviously Leopold got their momentum on us in the third quarter, and we were able to do similar to them in the fourth quarter. And at the end of the day, there's no doubt we had our chances, and we weren't able to quite get over the line in the end. So, but you know, in terms of the I guess the overwhelming feeling is just a bit like a proud dad, to be honest. Had a lot of young guys play today. Obviously losing Benson relatively early in the game. Those sort of things throw challenges at you, but that is footy and that's sort of what we sign up for. But to be sort of six odd goals down and for the resilience that group's shown today, just super proud.
And all year we've been talking about the one of your strengths is the flexibility. You absolutely showed that today, and you played that card when you had it. You put Loftus into the ruck and Rudd forward, and the whole game just changed. And between those two, almost dragged you across the line.
Yeah, it's and I think Leopold would obviously throw those challenges at you as well, given their flexibility and how they can swing their players around. So we had to manufacture a little bit today, and again, I thought Ruddy's game was enormous. Lofty competed really well for the majority of it. So really proud that those players are getting those opportunities to do something a bit different, but also to step up and take on those challenges. So. It's a bit of a pill to swallow, but at the same token, you walk away thinking, well, you know, the way we did play, was really super in the end, and I'm just, you know, they could have easily sort of rolled up sort of at the end of the third quarter and gone on to a significant loss, but. For me, the resilience of the group and the pride within the group. They're developing a great resolve that they just want to sort of stay in games and continue to try and win. So didn't quite get there, but the boys definitely gave it a great shot.
Raines, thanks for joining us. When we spoke to Buddha, I talked to him about the recovery. Obviously, you'll get the luxury of an extra day, but you know, you'd prefer 7 to 8 and be in a second semi-final. But is it going to be more the mental after a game like today in terms of... that you've played in a game that nobody will have ever played in before, and they'll probably replay it over and over about what could have I done, or if this had happened and stuff like that. Do you have to take that element out for the players and just tell them to leave it in the park it in the rearview mirror and look forward through the windscreen?
Yeah, I think so, and that was my message when I went straight out to them after the game. It was, it was really a couple of key points, and that was that I was super proud of their effort and their ability to stay in the game. And then the other one for me was, it's like, okay, righto, it is what it is. So you accept it and it's time to move on. And I just sort of said, my personal feeling is that I've moved on already. We've lost the game. It is what it is. That's the result. So, if we lost by 6 goals, 7 goals, 8 goals, it's like you start to question a lot more and probably have to dive a bit deeper and... start to ask yourself some questions, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact of the matter was that, they were super stiff in the end, as Leopold would have been if they had have finished on the other end of it. So, yeah, for me, we just move on, and we obviously recover really well. As I said, they're a great group. They're a tight group. We'll have 60 or so go back to the club now. We'll stay together. We'll hang out together, watch a bit of the footy, et cetera, et cetera, have a catch-up. No doubt there'll be some stories floating around about the day and everything that it gave us. But, they're a great group. I've got really strong confidence that they can bounce back from it. mentally, physically, obviously, we'll give them the recovery they need and make sure we're ready to go again next week. So
we know that Michael Rudd's an elite talent, and he was fantastic today, just his 17th game. Fletcher Hughes, just his 9th game. Game 11 for Ali McDonald. Game 7 for Hamish Burke. That quartet are the future of the club. How proud are you of those four for their efforts? And the one that sticks out for me was a nice spoil right in front of you by Hamish Burke late in the contest. Made a tough decision to come off his man, impact the contest, got it out of bounds and got a stoppage for your team.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's great that they're getting the opportunity to show their wares. And, you know, these guys are going to build great careers now for the next sort of 5, 6, 7, 8 years at the club. And they're just all terrific. Like, I think we've played 38 players through our seniors this year. We're obviously having a bit of a trot at the moment. A bit of a trot at the moment in terms of two sex king.
You're right. Reigns is he's just, I think, shaking hands or saying hi, or I'm not exactly sure. He's just got the cans on for the moment, but just acknowledging.
I didn't realise we're on air.
No, sorry. I thought the lady had just locked all my gear in the room, so otherwise I wasn't going to be able to get home. Then I would have been shitty.
we would have given you a lift.
Yes. All good.
Reigns, what was your instructions at the extra time break? So obviously, you know, it's not often that happens where you go through that and you can't talk. Obviously, we didn't know Golden Bullet was going to happen, and I was unaware you weren't allowed to talk to him at that point either. So what was your instructions going into that extra time break?
Well, for me, it was we had the momentum, and there were a few reasons why we sort of had the momentum. So really, it was just doubling down on the quarter that they just played. The fact that I thought we could obviously continue on in a similar vein. We didn't have to change a lot. We'd had the momentum at the time, so for us it was just, you know, there was a couple of sort of things that we had to do from a ruck point of view, a couple of things from a matchup point of view. But the reality was, it's like, righto, boys, have you got another 10 minutes in you, and what does that look like? And really, it was much of a muchness in terms of us trying to continue the trend of the fourth quarter.
Obviously, the move of your young fella, Caden, on to Wagner, done a really good job on him in the first half and kept him really nullified, basically. Had to move Wagner, had to move positions to try and get himself in the game, and he went behind the ball. Do you toy with the idea of keeping the tag on him when he sort of does have to move, or are you sort of happy that, you know, Caden can get into the game himself?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's one that you sort of, it's probably the one that you walk away from as a coach and you think, did we get it right? Did we do the right thing? And that sort of type thing. But I think Wagner was able to have some good influence at different times. And again, for me, it's, you know, if you go in with too probably defensive a mindset, they can probably, with sides that have got great flexibility like Leopold, they can end up probably dictating a little bit what they end up doing with that defensive player, if that makes sense. So we felt when he went behind the ball and when he started to sort of do his own thing in terms of starting positions, etc., it sort of started to throw us out of whack. So that's why we sort of dropped it. And I think, you know, whilst probably we didn't get the impact in the third quarter after we dropped it, we were able to probably get the impact in the last quarter once... as a whole team, we sort of knew what was happening. So, it's a tough one. You know, you're always conscious of their better players, but sometimes the better sides can also dictate to you a little bit what they will do with that said player if they're getting a full shutdown tag.
Well, whilst you didn't get the chocolates, you've become part of history, really.
I'm no different to anyone else. I'm a spectator. I love footy. Footy's cruel sometimes. Footy's great sometimes. I think, you know, if you're a neutral spectator here at the ground, you'd be walking away thinking, geez, how good's, you know, local Geelong footy? Two sides. I think there was 80-odd stoppages throughout the day. Tackle counts were through the roof from us, and I'm sure they were from them as well. So I think, you know, in terms of the game and obviously the competition and, a couple of really, really good, strong sides going at it. And one got the chocolates and one got the berries.
Reigns, Harry Benson, what's your latest with him?
So he'll have to have a scan tomorrow. I'd say it was a fairly sort of severe hyperextension. We don't think any ligament damage or ACL or anything like that, but I'd say it'll be pretty sore and probably sort of severe sort of type bone bruising. So, listen, I'm an optimist, so you sort of just, you cross your fingers and everything else and you hope he gets up. Yeah, like I say, we just we've had a trot in the last month, and we're probably, like I say, 7 or 8 there that you'd love to be sort of having out there on the ground, but we're just not getting much of a run at the moment. So, but as I say, that is providing opportunity, and some of these young guys are coming out and showing their wares and doing a terrific job. So that's the upside to a bit of a problem from an injury point of view.
We spoke 24 hours ago, you and I, Rains, but any further for our listeners who might not have read our story on krockfootball.com.au that in regards to your injuries for next week, is there anybody that you will get back that you think?
Yeah, we think we'll get Minchin back. We think we'll get Travellini back. I think Blood's an outside chance to play. Obviously, Peck's done. Dobson's not right yet.
Keast will be at Werribee, you'd suspect.
Keast, well, he's possible Werribee, so our understanding is that he's not a lock. Obviously for Matt, we hope that he does get his opportunity to play in a preliminary final for Werribee. But if he wasn't too, then, we'd obviously gladly have him with us. So, we may get 3 or 4 back in next week.
Christensen, Travellini?
Travellini, yes. Chriso's probably a chance. Again, it's probably just going to be how that settles down again during the week. So there's 1, 2, 3. That's all 4. The 4 of those boys are all sort of those knee injuries and Pospec with the ACL. So,
And do you become an interested spectator tomorrow with South Bowen and Bell Park?
Yeah, we'll definitely come out and have a look. So my gorgeous daughter is playing C grade, so I'll come out and watch Sienna go at it. And then, we'll stay on for the journey here and watch Bell Park and South Bowen go at it.
What is it with you and your old Grovedale mate Bruin that named daughter Sienna?
Yes, exactly right. Yes, there is a Sienna Bruin and a Sienna Rainer, so there you go.
And not playing for Grovedale.
And both not playing for Grovedale.
Rains, appreciate your time as always. Commiserations, but thanks for giving us one of the best local football finals we'll ever see and probably ever see again. I don't think we'll see something like that in a heck of a long time. It's once in a blue moon sort of stuff. Commiserations, but appreciate you taking the time to join us on KROQ Footy.
Well done to you guys. Good stuff.
Thanks, Rains.
Luke Rayner there. I better mention Friday races too.
Oh, yes.
At Geelong Racing Club this week. It's Breesy's Gold Cup Day.
The post-match interview.